Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and yes, it's time for the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, the right place to be to get all of the latest and greatest home improvement information for your home. And it's not too late to still continue to wish you a Happy New Year. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Yes, it's middle of January, just about the middle of January, so hope you all had a healthy and happy holidays and Happy New Year's to everybody. 2020, Danny, can you imagine that?
Oh, man.
2020.
It's going to be a good year. I think it's going to be a good year for our country, for our homes, for our health, everything, if we follow those resolutions that you may or may not put together.
Yeah. Well, the first 11 days, I'm doing great. So far, I've made it through the first 11 days. But yeah, as Danny mentioned, we're here each and every week to talk about home improvement. So if you have a question about your home, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
It is time to start focusing on a few of those projects. Keep it manageable. Don't be too ambitious where you get frustrated. Think of the things that are the highest priority. Make a list. Let's see. What is it? Make a list and work. Where's my little saying that I always do? Where's my bumper sticker saying that I always have? Work the list. I'll come back around on that one. Lists are important.
We have an hour for you to figure it out.
Lists are an important part of my life, so I think I'll make a list of the things I need to remember to write a list of. So,
all right.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of things that we can share with you, how you can engage with us. It's pretty easy. Pick up the phone is one way, 800-946-4420. Also, send us an email anytime you wish, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And don't forget about Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and, of course, Twitter at Danny Lipford. You can reach out to us through any of those platforms. We welcome your input, and certainly if you have a tip, if you have a comment, more and more people are calling the Today's Homeowner Hotline, leaving a little tip, a little comment, and we'll get to a few of those a little bit later. But, Joe, I think about, now the holidays have passed and people, maybe using their fireplaces a lot. Naturally, they're using their heaters a lot. We probably should mention a few things about safety. One of the things that's has proven every single year to say, thousands of lives is making sure you have your smoke detector up to date and your carbon monoxide detectors up to date. And a lot of changes there. They're combining those, and the darn things will last 10 years without changing a battery now.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I guess you don't change the battery, right? After 10 years, replace the unit.
Exactly.
So you can check your smoke detectors first, make sure they're working, of course. And if they're not a combination, you can either replace them with a detector that's both smoke detector and carbon monoxide. Or what I did is, Danny, I just recently went out and bought 4 carbon monoxide detectors, and you just plug them in the wall.
Yeah,
they have a battery backup in case the power goes out. Mm-hmm. Now, you might think, well, why is it? But it's going to be too low to the floor. Well, the gas is heavy, and the gas actually settles, unlike smoke that rises, the gas settles near the floor, and it builds up. So you'll detect it quicker. I mean, it'll work if it's up high. It doesn't really matter, but it'll detect it quicker. The gas, if there's an accumulation of gas in your home, it'll detect it quicker if it's lower to the floor, and most outlets are lower to the floor. So you just plug it in. That's it. I bought 4 of them. They're pretty affordable. If you buy them individually, they could be 40, 50, 60 bucks each. But I bought 4 of them, and I think it came out, I think it was like $96 for all 4.
Oh, that's great.
So it's pretty affordable. And you're supposed to have one on every level, by the way.
That's right.
So that basically took care of our home.
Yeah.
That's really easy, too. You just plug them in. That's it.
Really important. And I'll tell you what, it's not a bad gift for someone that's maybe purchased a house recently. You're not, an older house. You're not really sure what they have. To give a little gift of safety is not a bad thing. A housewarming gift or birthdays and that kind of thing, always a good idea. And also, you need to keep them clean so that they work pretty well. Just taking a vacuum cleaner hose and, pulling the dust out of those detectors will help to make sure that they're good and accurate. And also, of course, the technology and the apps and everything that are available now, most of them also can be set up to send you a text if it is alerted. So you think about it, if you're away and the alarm goes off and is not tied into your alarm system, How's it going to help you unless you're house? Well, they can send a text to you saying your smoke detector, and it'll tell you which one has gone off. They also have voice-activated ones that will they'll shout out things like, get up, your house is on fire, you know, things like that. You know, so that's a very important thing. And but, you know, another thing right now, I'm seeing all over the place people putting their trees out on the sidewalk there to be picked up and different things. But you always hear in a lot of areas of the country, and including where I live, they have the opportunity for you to take your tree to, usually it's a shopping center parking lot, and then they take them and they grind them up, and then you can come back, they put your name on the list, then you can come back and get free mulch for your yard in a few weeks. I think that's a great way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you have a live Christmas tree, you know, once the season's over and you bring it out of your house, I mean, what do you do with it? You hate to just throw it in a landfill. You can. And the other thing is, if you don't have, your town doesn't have that service where they grind up trees and give you the mulch, rent a chipper grinder. Uh-huh. Go in with it with your neighbors. You know, it might cost $70 or $80 a day to rent it. And if you split between three or four neighbors, it's pretty affordable, as long as everybody has a live Christmas tree, or, you know, you don't want to put a, unless you have a fake Christmas tree you don't really like, but these are really designed for live Christmas trees. Put them in there, grind them up, and then everybody's got a little bit of mulch. The other thing, now, not too many people have this, Danny, I think you do, and down at your river cabin, if you have a pond.
Yes, a
dead Christmas tree, you throw it in a pond, the fish love it. You know, it creates a little habitat for the fish. So now I wouldn't recommend just tossing in some river or some lake nearby because you really can't do that. But if you get permission from the landowner, if you happen to have a pond on your property, that's another good thing, good way to get rid of a live Christmas tree.
And Joe, we don't want anybody to do what you did last year, is to send your live tree through a chipper without taking the ornaments off of it. You really need to take those off.
Yeah, that is. Although I was able to go Christmas shopping this year and get all new ornaments, which was
great. I see that. Boy, the ornament shrapnel going all over. That's just not a good thing at all. But we're here at Today's Homeowner. We are geared up for 2020. Matter of fact, we'll be headed to the International Builder Show and the Combined Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, which is the largest home improvement building show in the United States, with over 100,000 people expected to attend. And we actually have a crew of 13 invading the International Builder Show in Vegas to gather all kinds of information, to see all of the new products, to talk to a lot of people out there, and of course a lot of our partners that work with us every year, just to find out what is the latest and greatest and things that are taking place. You know, and since the economy's been pretty good over the last year or so, that means the research and development departments of these different companies have been very, very busy. So I guarantee you, they're going to be, introducing a lot of brand new things for the home. Naturally, you see those that are for energy efficiency. Naturally, you see some for increased security, which is always a very important there around the home. And so a lot of those advancements and everything, without going to these trade shows and reading a lot, Joe, it's really hard to keep up with how fast things are moving.
Yeah, it is. You can't read about them until after the trade shows, because the people who publish these magazines and books and online articles don't know about these products or services until the trade shows appear. And yeah, I haven't been to the Builder Show in quite a while, but I went to the Builder Show and the Hardware Show every year for, I don't know, like 15 or 20 years in a row. And it's a lot of fun. If you think it's fun walking around a Home Depot, you should see one of these conventions.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they are not open to the general public. They're a lot of fun. They take over the whole city ordinarily. That's the place to go to see the latest tools and building products.
And we'll keep you posted on all of this and keep you aware of it. But we will be broadcasting live throughout the entire show. And certainly on Facebook, you will be able to see these products and some of the things we find there before anybody else does. So it's going to be pretty exciting on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and Instagram, and a lot of other posts that we will be doing. Might be doing a little Facebook Live there as well. It'll be a pretty intense thing. My last check of my schedule, Joe, I had 33 meetings that I will have to attend. Yes, it starts early in the morning and goes till late at night.
You do any personal appearances for anyone?
We have a couple personal appearances that we have to do there, so I'll be kind of in and out of a few of the booths there, but it'll be a busy, busy time. So, you know, it always is. You're always exhausted, and hopefully, you know, nobody...
But it's pretty exhilarating. It's a pretty exhilarating time, even though you're on your feet all day long. I mean, it's just great to be there.
Yeah, you don't realize how tired you are until you sit down on the plane and head back home. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us, and I guarantee you, like we do every week, that we're going to provide you some information that I know you can use around your home. We're going to be talking about painting. We're going to be talking about how to keep those pests out of your house, and also we're introducing and announcing a brand new contest that can bring the entire Today's Homeowner crew to your home. We'll tell you all about it when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Heavy-duty organizing meets heavy-duty savings during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Right now, find durable Husky storage solutions for your whole garage, like exclusive, easy-to-assemble Husky 5-tier shelving units in red or silver, just $99.98 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer, and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Each sold separately, limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details, available in-store and online.
If your old kitchen's full of fumes and your bath's a steamy mess, they need a makeover, and you need to enter the Healthiest Home on the Block contest, brought to you by Brone Newtone and Today's Homeowner. The winner gets a healthy home audit and a whole house ventilation package, which includes a range hood, exhaust fans, and a balanced ventilation system. Plus, their makeover will be featured on a special episode of the Today's Homeowner TV show. See official rules and enter now for your chance to win the Healthiest Home on the Block at todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here along with Joe Truini. And every week we really like to pinpoint a station that we're so fortunate that they carry us, carry the show. And we've been growing and growing and growing. And here's one, WGRA AM 790 in Cairo, Georgia.
And a special hello to owner Jeff Lovett. Thank you, Jeff, for putting us on the air there. Cairo Danny is located in southwestern Georgia, a bit north of Tallahassee, Florida. And it's famous as the hometown of one of the most famous baseball players ever, Jackie Robinson.
Is that right?
Yeah. Jackie Robinson was born in Cairo in 1919.
I'll bet they have a statue of him there with a.
I bet they do. There's one in Brooklyn, but I'm sure there's one. I'm sure there's one in Cairo as well. So welcome to everybody in the Cairo, Georgia area. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us.
Yeah, we certainly want to help you with any of the challenges you might be having around your home. It's pretty easy to reach us, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, Joe, every week we have some painting questions. We have Wilma on the phone right now. Wilma, I understand that you sound a little frustrated with this email that we have here. Tell us about your painting issue, and certainly welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got a painting issue. We recently decided to do a few paint touch-ups in a room that we painted maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So my husband caulked the few scratches and holes and nicks and things that, you know, had occurred. And I think it was just regular white paintable caulk.
Okay.
And I went out into the garage and found the original paint can. We still had a little bit in the paint can. And anyway, we carefully painted over the repairs. And now several weeks later, when the lights on are on in that room, I can clearly see every one of those areas that was repaired and repainted. What did we do wrong?
Oh, boy.
You asked your husband to paint the room. That was the first problem. You should have done it yourself, Wilma.
Well, I tell you, you know, it is a challenge on that, because you would certainly think, okay, you did the right thing by saving the paint can. You know, a lot of times people will discard those, and so you save the paint can. Was it stored in a moderate climate, or was it in an outside garage where it could have been, where it could have gotten too hot or too cold?
Oh yeah, it was blazing hot.
Okay. Okay.
It was not climate control.
Yeah.
It was out of control.
Okay. All right.
Climate out of control. Yeah. I think I have one of those spaces at my house too.
Well, you know, a lot of times in those kind of environments, you know, paint is really pretty tough, but still it's fragile enough that separation can occur when it gets too hot or too cold. And even though you mix and mix and mix it, which I assume that you did, a lot of times you'll have that. But Joe, you also have that situation where the existing paint on the wall is going through some changes.
Yeah, right. Well, I was thinking the same thing. Even though the paint might only be 2 years old, you know, no matter how much you mix it, it might not be exactly the same color because the old paint or the paint that's on the wall may have changed. But the biggest problem with trying to blend in an area that's been repaired is that most people, you know, if the repair is 2 inches around, let's say, they paint an area that's 4 or 5 inches around. You actually have to paint a much bigger area. So you have to paint almost like a much larger section, maybe even half the wall or 4 foot square, even though the patch might only be 2 or 3 inches in diameter, because you want it to blend in. Now, this doesn't pertain to you, but if you're buying new paint to match, even if you buy the same exact recipe, you know, the same color mix and the same manufacturer and everything else, sometimes it doesn't quite match. And especially if you don't buy the same sheen. So if you're buying new paint, paint, be sure to get the same sheen. Whether it's if the old paint's flat, you got to make sure you use flat. So I suspect if you, if it's pretty obvious, I would just get a new can of that paint and paint the whole wall. That's about the only sure way. I mean, you could try just painting a much larger area and see if that works. If not, then you can paint the whole wall, because that's often the only thing you can do, especially if there are more than, let's say, 2 or 3 repairs on the same wall.
Yeah, and there were some nicks and, you know, gouges and things like that.
Right.
And the good news, it would be just one light coat of paint is all that would be needed in order to make it look brand new.
Okay. All right. That seems to answer my question.
Put it on your husband's list and you sit back and just relax.
It's on the list.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being with us here on Today's Homeowner.
Thank you.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, that's frustrating as it can be when you try to go back. You know, we're, again, about to sell our house, and I saw some nicks and dings here, got the paint, and, you know, it's been stored in a good place and so forth. And if you don't, you know, first of all, you got to put 2 coats on it, and then, you know, you tend to put the coats on too thick. And that causes a problem. But also, a lot of people are not aware of the trim roller, what I call a cigar roller, is pretty cool to blend in a lot of paint like that, because you can, you know, cover the area, but then you can kind of spread it out a little bit more to help it blend in a little bit.
Yeah, trim roller is simply a paint roller that's usually only about 1 inch in diameter, 3/4 inch in diameter, maybe 4 to 6 inches long, and it's for painting trim, which is why they call it a trim roller. And they're pretty affordable, and, you know, it's great for doing smaller areas. But again, I would first paint a much larger area, and if necessary, paint the whole wall. And by the way, if you buy new paint and it doesn't match exactly, if you paint one whole wall, you won't really notice it you know, like a very, very small degree off the color of the old wall, because walls that are perpendicular to each other reflect light differently, so they might look different anyway.
That's exactly right. Hey, we want to jump on a few of our emails here, and you can send us one anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. This is from Brenda in South Carolina. The name of the town, I like this, Indian Land. Land, South Carolina.
Isn't every town named Indian Land?
I don't think so, but anyway, we want to update our master bath by replacing the old shower head and faucet. But we were told that the pipe inside the wall is all one pipe.
All one pipe.
So we would have to rip open the wall. Does that sound right to you? No, it doesn't sound right at all, unless you've got only cold water or only hot water. So you definitely would have 2 pipes, and then it would branch off from your valve or faucet, as you're calling it, to go up to the shower head. So pretty simple to remove your existing shower head and the arm that comes out of the wall, and you can remove it and replace it. That alone is an improvement in the overall look. But when you start getting into those actual shower valves and things, it can get pretty complicated pretty quick for a homeowner.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, she says that they want to replace the shower head, but they're told a pipe inside the wall. Well, even if it's one pipe, I mean, the arm coming out of the wall usually has a female thread, and you thread in the shower head. So I'm not sure. Not sure what the situation.
Well, it's just the valve part of it. It is one pipe going up,
right,
and then turning out with a 90 degrees. So the shower head would be pretty easy, but you'll just have to take that trim ring or the excussion off of the existing shower valve. And just see what's positioned in there. Hey, I wanted to play something here. We got we're getting just great feedback from people on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and here's a question that came in. I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, this is Jim from Oregon. There is a beetle that will crawl between the inside of the insulation and crawl on the PEX pipe. When they want water, they'll bore a little microscopic hole, and it'll start dripping. And eventually, it'll cause a leak. And I know a guy that did it, and he did it up in the attic. And the whole hallway, after a year or two, or the whole ceiling of the hallway fell down because it got all damp and wet and icky. But they found out what it was. It was this little beetle. There is a name for it. Can't tell you what it is. They went by it too fast when I was talking to them.
Huh. Well, I'm sure that might scare a few folks if they have PEX piping.
I've never
heard of this, but we're going to do a little research here and think about it. And when we come back from this break, we'll tell you what we found out, because that is an interesting thing. I've never heard of that. And but we don't want beetles in our house at all. But we certainly don't want them munching on our PEX pipe. So we'll tell you what we found out about this when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Glad you're with us. Hope everything's going great around your house. And I hope you and your family have a great start on this brand new year. 2020's here. Let's make it the best one yet. Hey, just before we went to break, we had a caller that called in on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. And they talked about a certain type of beetle that would drill microscopic holes in PEX piping, water lines, and cause leaks. Never heard of all of that, but I turn to my buddy Joe, who is a professional journalist, and he will just turn over every rock and every beetle to find out exactly what the problem is. Joe, I've never heard of anything like this, and what did you find out?
Yeah, I've talked to all my beetle friends, and actually a little bit of trivia on top of trivia. You know, I think I read this one time when I was a kid studying science in school, that beetles are the most populous creature on the planet. Like, there are
really
more beetles than humans, than fish, than reptiles. Beetles are going to someday take over the world.
Wow.
That's okay with me.
Wow, that's scary. We got a scary show going here.
Yeah. So anyway, it's especially this caller, Jim, said he's from Oregon. And because of that, I think I know the answer. There's a beetle called the Western Conifer Seed Bug.
Hmm.
And it's called that because first it's from the West. Has since migrated. It was west of the Rockies. It has since started to migrate east. In fact, we've found some of them here in New England. But they feed on the sap of pine cones, essentially. And why they're drilling holes in PEX, we're not really sure. And PEX, for people who aren't familiar with it, it's just plastic piping. A lot of homes are now, the water lines are not copper, which would be great if you live out in Oregon, because the beetles won't be able to drill through the copper. But they are attracted. Maybe there's a little bit of condensation on the outside of these pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody knows exactly why the beetles are attracted to it once they get in the house. And just like they drill a hole into the pine cones to get the sap, they drill holes into the PEX piping. And it's a little teeny tiny hole, but, you know, it's got water under pressure, so it doesn't have to be much of a hole for water to start leaking out. So that's what it is. So, okay, so the next question is, all right, so I've got beetles in my house. Now what? That I'm not sure. I mean, I would obviously need to call an exterminator in your area, and if they've seen this problem, they might have a solution for it.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Crazy,
so,
right?
It's always something. Well, there's so many pests that you deal with and so many things. Another thing in many, many areas of the country, maybe not so much during the winter months, but during the summer months, a fire ant can be very, very bad. Lots of different types of ants. But so trivia, Joe.
Okay.
Where was the fire ant introduced into the United States? What port?
I'm guessing since you live in Mobile, it would be Port of Mobile, if there's such a place.
That's true. Darn it. See, you're too good at trivia. I don't like playing trivia with you.
that was just a wild guess.
Yes, they traced it back to a boat coming in, I think from South America, into the Port of Mobile and unloading, and it... and his family had Freddie the ant had gotten off with his family, and then they started a colony, and then they've spread all across the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how often that happens with fruit coming in from all over and lumber, and and once it gets started, that's it.
Right.
There's almost no going back.
We've heard of all kinds of things. I mean, silverfish and all kinds of bugs and roaches,
snakeheads,
and everything, all kinds of things like that. But just a few tips here, and you've heard all of these, but just a reminder on some of the ways to keep some of these pests out of your house, especially during this winter. First of all, put up a barrier. Seal every crack you possibly can. Check out those thresholds under the doors. Check out any gap that you may have anywhere around the house. Just take a real slow, calculated walk around your house and just see any place at all that you can seal up with foam or caulk or additional insulation. And also, Joe, of course, most of the problems with these guys, they're always looking for food.
Always looking for food. And if you live in an area where, either you have termites or you have just bugs in general, you want to seal up any kind of food. You want to seal out water. You don't want to stack up firewood anywhere near your house. I mean, it could be near your house, but not up against your house. But yeah, they have airtight containers specifically designed for storing food in them. And especially if you're traveling a lot or it's a house that, maybe it's like a summer home or a winter home or something like that, you just can't leave food out because that's like ringing a dinner bell. And not only little bugs, but also rodents are gonna come in there.
Certainly. And also, it goes without saying, the cleaner the house, the fewer problems
Sure. You're
going to have with pests. So, even if it doesn't look like you need to vacuum, vacuuming is always a great way to go. And we certainly recommend using a central vac system that instead of recirculating the air and potential dust and contaminants inside the house, it actually moves all of that straight to the outside. So always better to have a central vac system. Some people love them. Some people don't understand the benefits of it and would rather have something that they just push around, but it's always better quality-wise to have that. Hey, let's shift gears a little bit. It's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Hey, believe it or not, one of the best solutions to clean a bathroom mirror is actually a product in the automotive department. A bottle of Turtle Wax Dash and Glass Cleaner naturally cleans mirrors. Considering how well it works to create a crystal clear car windshield, it just makes sense. Turtle Wax Clear View technology makes glass streak-free and surfaces dust-free. You can find out more about Turtle Wax Dash and Glass Cleaner by logging on to HomeDepot.com. That reminds me.
That's kind of interesting.
That reminds me, Joe, about a tip we were talking about years ago about that you can actually use a car wax and put a very, very light coat on the walls of your shower, and that will prevent soap scum from building up. It'll just make it easier to keep clean. So, you think about how it repels water and kind of beads water up on cars. Makes sense on the hard surfaces you have in your shower. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, if it allows water to run off your car more easily, I guess it would on tile as well, or acrylic or something like that. And on glass surfaces in the shower, I think we recommended using like windshield sealer, or whatever they call it.
Rain-X,
right, yeah. Windshield treatment, because that allows the water to really sheet right off.
Yeah, we mentioned that a couple years ago here on the radio show as well as our television show. And boy, we got a lot of people that wrote us back and saying, you're right. Why didn't I think of that? And they applied. And it just, you know, it just makes sense. It just allows that water and the soap scum and everything to peel off a lot better. So a lot of different ways that you can have a house, keep a house clean without spending all your time working on it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to tell you about a very unique contest that you can enter to possibly win the whole Today's Homeowner crew coming to your house to make your house a little healthier. We'll tell you all about it when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stick around with us.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Tite Bond.
Kill mold and mildew with one simple spray. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. Just spray, wait 10 minutes, then wipe clean. You're done. Use it in the bathroom, kitchen, basement, attic to clean, deodorize, and disinfect. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. No scrubbing, no bleach, no fumes. Get Wet and Forget Indoor at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best hardware stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. TiteBond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit TiteBond.com for details.
If your old kitchen's full of fumes and your bath's a steamy mess, they need a makeover, and you need to enter the Healthiest Home on the Block contest, brought to you by Brown Newtone and Today's Homeowner. The winner gets a healthy home audit and a whole house ventilation package, which includes a range hood, exhaust fans, and a balanced ventilation system. Plus, their makeover will be featured on a special episode of the Today's Homeowner TV show. See official rules and enter now for your chance to win the Healthiest Home on the Block at todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome.
Welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where I want to share with you a kind of a unique contest that we are launching right now. Now, are you sick of the air in your home? Is your kitchen greasy and full of fumes? Does your bathroom get so foggy you can't even see yourself in the mirror? Well, if so, it's time to enter the Braun Newtone Healthiest Home on the Block contest. Okay, listen to this. Now, it's happening right now. Now, one winner will receive a whole house ventilation prize package that includes a new, brand new, state-of-the-art kitchen range hood, bath vent fans, and a balanced ventilation system in your home. Now, this is worth a lot of money and certainly is something that we've never offered before. Now, the winner that of this contest will be featured on a very special episode of our national show, the Today's Homeowner Television Show. That's right. The Today's Homeowner crew is going on the road for this special contest, and we'll do a healthy home audit of the winner's home and install everything so they don't have to do a thing. So if you would like to have the healthiest home on the block, enter today at todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome for your chance to win. That's todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome. I would go there right now. You can read the rules, enter as much as it'll allow you to, and the contest runs through February the 2nd. And of course, this is brought to you by our friends at Braun Newtone. So, you know, this is such a one of the things for us to come out and have a great Chelsea and I will be there to really look at your home and see any deficiencies in the ventilation system, and will drastically improve the air that you're breathing with this integration of a number of these Braun Newtone products. So that's cool. That's just announcing it right now. todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome. Best of luck to you. Now, while we're on that, just a few little tips from todayshomeowner.com that we're finding here on having healthier air. One is a central vac system. Replacing, the standard filter on your vacuum cleaner with a HEPA filter is a good way to reduce the indoor air pollution. But an even better solution is to install a central vac system, because that way it pushes all of the dust and contaminants all the way to the outside. And yes, it can be installed in an existing home. Some are easier to install than others, depending on the style of home you have. But that's one way, that's one of the tips for a safe and healthy home.
Yeah, and the great thing about the central vac system is you're not dragging around the vacuum.
That's right. Just, oh, yeah.
You have a hose, you plug it into one of the outlets, and the unit itself is typically in a garage or in a storage room somewhere, so you don't even hardly hear it. And the other thing to keep in mind, especially this time of year, Danny, is when you have to have a really efficient kitchen range hood that's venting to the outdoors, and it's not just sucking air and smoking and blowing it back into the kitchen, because cooking in the kitchen not only adds heat and moisture to your home, the fumes can release some pollutants that they actually have found in smog in some cities. So it's important to have a quality range hood. And again, I can't stress this enough. It has to be vented to the outside, either out through the wall of the kitchen, up through the roof, whatever you have to do, get those fumes out of the house.
That's right. And I'll tell you something that they're finding out about, and they're doing a lot of research and have discovered that, unfortunately, the OTRs, the over-the-range microwaves, are not a good source of ventilation. The thing is, there's a lot of common sense associated with this. First of all, an alarming number of them circulate right back into the room. So just basically worthless. Even though it runs through a little charcoal filter, it's basically worthless in terms of keeping your air in your home cleaner. So the things that you're seeing a lot of people doing, and we've done this a number of times on projects on our television show, is to remove the microwave over the range hood or the cooktop, and then replace it with a good, efficient range hood, because that way it extends out over the entire surface and not just half of it. Also, you don't have those kids climbing up the front of the stove to get to the microwave to cook their popcorn and snacks. So it's a safety in a lot of ways. Then you can buy a smaller, more manageable microwave, and you can find a place in a lower cabinet. We've installed them in islands a lot, to where you just have it down lowered where the kids can use it. Anybody that may be in a wheelchair can use it, and it's just a little bit safer way to go. That's exactly what I'm doing in my brand new home. So that's something to think about. And of course, we talk about the bathroom vent fans and the exhaust fans being so important, but they're only good if you use them. So while you're taking a shower, make sure you're using them, and then leave them on for 10 or 15 minutes after that.
Yeah, and of course, you want to inspect and have a professional maintain your HVAC system. And of course, HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And in many homes, it's all one system. But it should be inspected and serviced and cleaned annually, at least once a year, whether you're having problems with it or not. And when it's time to replace the filter, first replace it as often as you're supposed to, usually 1 to 3 months, but use the best quality filter you can get, and also clean your ducts. Have your ducts cleaned and check them for leaks. They should be sealed and insulated.
Yeah, really, really important, because your area where your return air is bringing air from your home through the filter and going into a series of ductwork, then if it's dirty and you know, you're going to still have that dirt being circulated throughout the house. And to tell you how important an air filter is in your home, think about this. Every cubic foot of air in your home should be passing through that filter 2 to 3 times per hour. That will show you how that's the first line of defense, is to have a good quality electrostatic filter to block out a lot of the dust and allergens and contaminants that are right now floating around our home. More details you can find at Brohn.com. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, it's Simple Solution time. Stay with us.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Titebond.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Brohn Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Brohn under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Brohn.com. Brohn New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Well, you know, it's a new year. 2020 is here, and on your resolution list, or maybe your look forward into this new year, maybe you say what a lot of people are saying is, I just want life to be a little more simple. Well, we're here to help you with that way of thinking with Joe's Simple Solution. Keep it simple, Joe. Let's go.
Okay, I'll try, Danny. Okay, here's a simple solution for using your power miter saw. It's one of the most popular benchtop tools ever invented, I think. And if you have a workshop, you're doing any kind of work, whether it's woodworking or carpentry, you absolutely have to have a power miter saw. But they blast off a lot of sawdust, and most of them have a port where you can hook up a shop vac. But the hoses on the shop vacs and the hoses in the port on the back of the saws don't always align properly, and there are special adapters you have to buy to make them fit together. Well, if you don't have one of those adapters, what do you do? Well, here's the solution. Get a bicycle inner tube. I've used old bicycle inner tubes, but there's no reason you can't use a new one. You cut a section about 4 to 6 inches long, and you stretch it out. If it's cold, it won't stretch, so I'd recommend warming it up. You know, put it in your pocket and walk around the house a few times. But anyway, once it's warm, it'll stretch really easily. And you're basically just stretching it over the end of the vacuum hose, and then you take the other end of the little rubber sleeve and stretch it over on the port on the back of the saw. That's all you need to do. It's flexible, so it can bend a little bit, so it's not going to pop off very easily. And if you clean off the dust really well, that'll really stick on there. I've had it on my saw for you know, I've used it for weeks at a time and it's never slipped off. So there you go. Try that trick and you'll be able to collect nearly all that dust coming out the back of the saw.
I'm gonna remember that with my, I'm starting to finish out my workshop down at my new house now. And trying, you know, I want to hang a lot of memorabilia and so forth up on one of the walls, but I don't want to have this dust going all over the place. So I have an exhaust fan in there to help move some of the dust, but I'm also looking at this type of system to put my central, not my central vac, but my shop vac over in the corner and have the hose that comes up on the back side of my workbench to go into all of the tools that I have there. So I'm kind of studying some of these dust collection devices that are available in systems. And some of the systems for professional woodworking shops, they're pretty proud of those. It's
pretty expensive.
Buying a brand new Buick. So
Like two cycle.
Right.
You know, cause all the light dust goes out. Well, don't forget, in the heavier dust falls, chips fall to the bottom. Don't forget that simple solution I shared a while ago, Danny, where you take an extra wand and floor nozzle and you screw it to the wall vertically.
Uh-huh.
And this way, when you're sweeping up the shop,
because
you're not always going to vacuum this shop.
That's right.
You just sweep it right up to that floor nozzle and you hook that up to the shop vac. And so it's basically like an automatic vacuum system.
Actually,
right there.
I found some extra wands and some extra things back in the tool room that I have set aside for that type of thing, the inevitable to do that. So, I'm going to try that because I think it would be too much to put one of the little Roombas automatic vacuums in there. I think that would just be a little too much. But
you got 10 Roombas just running around like cockroaches.
Hey, that pretty much wraps up the first hour, believe it or not, of today's Homeowner Radio. Things go so fast. And I mean, if you happen to be listening to a radio station that doesn't carry our second hour, as I say every week, just head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss any of the great information we're going to be sharing in this next hour. We're so happy you were able to spend some time with us. It means a lot to us. We hope you have a great 2020. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We'll see you again soon.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.